Fiery roadblocks and empty streets in Culiacán, the capital city of Mexico's Sinaloa state.
Se sigue invitando a la ciudadanía para que no esté en la calle.
In the early hours of Thursday, Mexican authorities asked residents to stay in their homes as security forces carried out a special operation to capture the alleged drug trafficker Ovidio Guzmán, the son of Joaquin Guzmán, better known as El Chapo.
El personal militar al realizar reconocimiento.
When carrying out land reconnaissance in the northwest of Culiacán, military personnel arrested Ovidio N. It was the result of 6 months of reconnaissance in the area of influence of this criminal group.
The arrest of El Chapo's son set off a wave of violent confrontations on the streets of Culiacán between Mexican security forces and the Sinaloa cartel. The violence in Sinaloa prompted the closure of schools, businesses, and even the Culiacán airport. The airline Aeromexico confirmed that one of its commercial flights had been hit by gunfire before takeoff. This amateur video shows the moment passengers ducked for cover. In 2019, Mexican security forces detained Ovidio Guzmán, sparking a similar wave of violence that ultimately led to an order from Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to release him. Security experts, however, argue that despite the high-profile nature of the arrest, the long-term impact for the Sinaloa cartel itself is negligible.
What was done with the arrest of this cartel leader leaves the criminal apparatus intact. This goes beyond the cartel, because the cartel has accomplices in companies, banks, the government, and the military. And all of that remains intact.
The capture of Ovidio Guzmán in Sinaloa comes just days before a scheduled visit to Mexico by U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for a summit of North American leaders where they plan to discuss, among other topics, multilateral security strategy. Manuel Rápalo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.